Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC. No, we're usually on in the morning, but this time we're on because after the Golden Gopher football game, because the Gophers were on. This is our last show of the year, but I tell you, we're still having fun out here, Dino. We're kind of recapping the entire season. We started 26 weeks ago, and we've gone through a lot there, Dino.
We were on the road a few times, in the studio a lot. Talked to how many different drivers did we talk to again?
55 different motorsports personalities, either drivers or people associated with motorsports. That's pretty cool.
That's absolutely amazing. I think we broke our own record from years past, too. I don't know how many we did last year, but I think it was probably
in the 40s,
in the 40s, too. So absolutely incredible. And we talked to people from all different kinds of racing, and that's the great thing about Speed Talk. We talked to NASCAR drivers. We talked to road racers. We talked to track announcers. We talked to promoters. We talked to monster truck drivers. We cover it all, and we did in 26 weeks. It's amazing when you're looking back all the things that we talked about.
We took a trip down to Iowa Speedway two different times. We went up to Brainerd International Raceway once for the road course, and of course we did the car show, and we did the show at the beginning of the year, the home show as well. And I piled that all together, and I was thinking about it this week, and I thought, I got to come up with my top five favorite interviews of the year. So you ready for them?
I'm ready for them.
Okay. Now, number five has to be Amy Ruman and Tony Ave up at BIR because we interviewed them both together. And remember, Amy Ruman is the one who just won.
Yeah, you know, we haven't even talked about that yet.
I know. She, you know, it was an amazing thing because we're up at the Trans Am race, you know, and they came and took a golf cart and went way out of their way and came all the way over to the studio where we were doing the show and did the interviews live. And I thought that was pretty cool, you know, that they actually did that and went out of their way to do that. We interviewed a ton of different Trans Am drivers and MX-5 drivers, but I thought that was a great interview.
Yeah, and really, they were the top two drivers of the race weekend. And as we'll talk about here in a little bit, they were very very competitive this last week in their final race of the year as well, too. Yeah, great opportunity. And it's unfortunate that the Trans Am Series doesn't get a lot of coverage, too. And we really gave a full assault on it and putting some updates and stuff on the website and stuff. And it was nice that we actually got a thank you from the SCCA Trans Am Series for our coverage. So that was pretty impressive that a major national sanctioning body is thanking us for our coverage. So I think we did something right there with the Trans Am coverage on Speed Talk.
And she's such a cool gal. I'm really happy for her. Number four is another female motorsports personality, Kayla Savage, who is the monster truck driver of Heartbreaker. And it was cool for her. I think she got the Speed Talk karma too, you know, because after she did the interview with us, she went down to Tijuana and did the backflip. And it was absolutely amazing. It's gotten thousands of views on YouTube, and she's going to be down at the Metrodome for Monster Jam 2. It was awesome talking with Kayla Savage. And we haven't spent a lot of time on Monster Trucks before, and so it was neat to talk with her.
Yeah, it was neat to talk with her. And then we found out when we were talking with her that she was going to be doing a driver appearance nearby. So after the show, I went there, and I got a chance to visit with her for a while. And then later on in the day, you stopped by as well, too. So we really got a good chance to visit with her on the air and off the air. And really, it's a pretty exciting thing. I know why you all get excited about Monster Trucks now, because you are a huge, and I mean huge, Monster Truck fan. We don't talk about this enough, but he's talking about it all the time when I talk to him.
I'll be down at Monster Jam December 10th. I'll see you down there at Metrodome. My third favorite interview of the year was Nate Tesey, who is the co-owner of Wintron Racing in the ARCA series. He is so well-spoken, one of my favorite guys to talk to.
He's such a fun guy. It's a treat to talk to him. Very, very knowledgeable. I mean, he was an awesome driver. He doesn't drive much anymore. Got to twist his arm. I think he'd be great if he still got back into the car. But very knowledgeable about the technical aspects of the car, setting the car up, running a team, and all the things that it takes. I mean, we didn't realize that they actually flew in crew members just to service the car for the ARCA races. They used to do it themselves, but now they bring in specialized people just to service the car during the pit stops. That's how competitive it is, and it's great to get that inside information here on Speed Talk.
And he runs one ARCA team, and he said he had 26 cars in the shop.
Yeah,
I had no idea they had that many cars for one team.
I've been in that shop before, and it is an immaculate shop, and it's chock with cars and equipment, too. They definitely are a professional race team based in Minnesota. Yes, a professional racing team based in Minnesota.
Yep. My second favorite interview was one because of the raw emotion, and you were down there videotaping it at Raceway Park after the ASA Sportsman Series race. Dylan Sellner won the race, and I ran down there. You have the camcorder, and I had the microphone, and he he yelled, I just won an ASA race. I thought that was so cool to capture that emotion and how cool that was. That's my second favorite interview of the year.
That was really exciting, too. I mean, it was an exciting race, and they put on a great show. And, yeah, it wasn't the guy that anybody expected to win the race, but really he had the car to beat. And it's always fun to be there right there when they get out of that car with all the emotion.
Yep. And then my favorite interview of the year is Trevor Bayne down at the Nationwide Series race, because he's just such a cool guy and so original. And I asked him about Carl Edwards, because Carl had just signed his contract to stay with Roush Racing. And, you know, if you think about it, it would have behooved Trevor Bayne a lot if Carl Edwards would have moved on, because that would have opened a ride for him in Cup. And so it was kind of a thing, but he was happy for him. He said, oh, I'm really happy for Carl. He's a really cool guy, and I wish him nothing but the best. And Trevor just seems such a cool guy. I just want him to succeed so much, and he took time out of his day to talk to local radio guys, and I think that's really cool. Trevor Bayne, number one this year.
That's an incredible guy, and he really is. We met him last year and really became fans of him, and then everybody found out really who he was.
Yeah.
With that win at Daytona, but it was really exciting. And really, I see a lot of his posts online and stuff like that. He's a very genuine kind of person. He's not going to talk bad about people. He's going to be very, very true valued kind of a person, very well spoken. You know, definitely a driver on the rise. And we have a knack for picking drivers on the rise. We don't talk about this a lot, too, but a lot of our guests, including last week, mm-hmm. by the way, who was our guest last week?
Chad Wallen.
Yeah, and he goes to Elko Speedway, and we'll talk about the full Elko results here. Runs there not very often, and what did he do?
He won
because of the speed talk karma. See, as we said it in stereo there. See, it's something we've been talking about for years, and Jason and I have been doing radio and television and all kinds of weird things over the years, but it seems like every time we have a guest on our show, not immediately after, sometimes immediately after, but sometimes right, you know, in the near future afterwards, they have a lot of good luck and win a race or something like that. So the speed talk karma continues.
Yep, and we interviewed a lot of local racers too and took our microphone down in the pits after the race, and that's always so much fun. And I have to mention a couple of the announcers that we had on, Chris Steppen and also Ron Krogh, two of the best dirt track announcers in the country, and we had them both on the show this year.
And we could do a two-hour show with each one of those two guys, too, especially Ron Crow. We've had him on the show. I think he's been on
More than
anyone, but you know what? We haven't even scratched the surface with talking with him with some of the stuff like that. Looking back at the season, and it's like I can't pick an interview or say that was one that was better than the other one or one that was in the top five, but the things I really liked is I love talking to the people, and it's great having them on the radio show, but there's nothing like being there. You talked about the emotion. When a driver gets out after they win. But even if they've had a good run and we've talked to them and stuff like that, they've always been generally kind and very respectful for us. And it's so great. I remember one time specifically, we were at the two-day race at Elko. It was an ASA Midwest Tour event. And we were, after the race, they had a race on Friday night. We had to get some interviews for Saturday. And we were both running around with our recorders just like crazy. And we both ran into each other afterwards when we were done. We said, man, was that a lot of fun. We just had a tremendous time. We get wrapped up in the excitement and the action too, but that's the most exciting part for me is when I'm there and getting a chance to talk to the drivers, you know, one-on-one, face-to-face, and we can bring those right onto the air on our show, and it's just it's a fun time. And of course, the NASCAR events too. Last year, we were a little green at the NASCAR thing, didn't quite know how it works. This year, we went to two Nationwide Series races instead of the one that we went to last year. And boy, I feel a lot more comfortable going to those races. And we kind of know how things work there. And now, you know, the race is done. All of a sudden, Kenny Wallace gets out of the car and after his 500th career start. And who's the first person he turns around to talk to? Me. And I thought, wow, that was pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. So maybe if we could talk about one interview or something or another. But that was pretty exciting for me. Just, you know, not only was the interview cool, but it was cool that, hey, I'm the only one standing here asking these questions here. He'll probably talk to some other media, but I'm the first one he talks to. And I thought, hey, you know, Speed Talk on 1360, we've come a long way in the last couple of years.
You're standing there right on pit lane. And also the press conferences afterwards where we can sit right next to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Jack Roush and talk to them one-on-one in those press conferences is pretty cool. And then to bring that information, some stuff that doesn't get broadcast nationally, like Jack Roush saying that Carl Edwards is going to move over to ESPN next year. I haven't heard that on the national stuff, but we heard that here on Speed Talk.
And it's funny that you asked that question, yeah. And then I'm checking my media sources in prep for the show, and they're saying, well, here's a question that came up during a press conference. I'm like, Jason asked that question. Yeah. And now the national media is picking up on it and kind of going, well, what's going on with this? And so we open many doors here in the world of motorsports, even when we don't even know it.
Yeah. That is fun. And it was fun going up to Brainerd, and Iowa is just the greatest place in the world. I mean, we recommend that to anyone to go down. They're going to have 5 weekends next year. It's going to be an absolute blast. Brainerd is great with the Trans Am Series races. They're looking to expand things for next year, too. And then our local racing, too. I mean, we try to cover that as much as we can and talk to some local guys. If we can't catch them at the track, we try to get them on the phone. And it's a fun. We do it, Dino, because we love it. And we want to help promote motorsports because it's our life. You know, I mean, we both have spent our entire lives at the racetrack, and let's try to share that a little bit.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, we mentioned about the NASCAR and the Trans Am, which are higher profile. Even the ASM Midwest Tour is a pretty high profile mm-hmm. series, too. But, you know, when we go to a weekly short track and we show up down there in the pits with our recorder wanting to do an interview, drivers look at us like, wow, this is pretty cool, because there isn't a lot of coverage of local motorsports. And it's very, as a fan, it's very disappointing, because there's a lot of cool racing, a lot of good things out there.
People don't even know about it.
Exactly. And so when we're standing there, and I've never had a local guy or gal turn me down for an interview when I'm standing there for an interview, because definitely they think this is a pretty cool thing. And, you know, obviously we wouldn't be doing this show if we didn't have a love and a passion for motorsports.
Yeah, it's an absolute blast. And I want to thank the fans for listening each and every week and tuning into the website, speedtalkon1360.com. Once again, we're going to keep on updating all winter long. You know, I know the story that you did on the Golden Spike this last week, because they had you were there, and that had got 350 views. So I know there's interest in it, you know, so we're going to keep on doing it all winter long.
Yeah, so you can find out what's going on. We'll update it as news comes across the line there. We'll pass that along, because we'd like to get the words out about anything going on in motorsports, especially right in the Minnesota area directly.
Yep, and if you have any comments about the show, maybe something we could improve on, or if you have any comments on the show, just go to our website, speedtalkon1360.com, speedtalkon1360.com. On the right-hand side, you can click email us and let us know what you think, and hopefully we'll be back again next year. And but we're not done with the show here this week, because we got to bring in Dan Plan, who's live down in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, we talk about local racing a lot, and you know, we need to talk about some local racing. We do have some results here from around here, and we got to find out what's going on with some of our local guys also going on. And Dan Plan, excellent source all year. We're going to hear from him coming up next.
Yep. Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC. Stay with us.